Be live. I want to welcome a few of the Yankees, but today I got Michael Caputo with me. Say hello, Mike.
How you doing, everybody? What's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, man. So, I don't know what's going on with the Yankees, man, and the whole DJ LeMahieu thing, man. I really don't know, man. It's sad, yeah. Man. Before, when they wanted Garrett Cole, right? They didn't care about spending the money. They didn't care about they still cared about the luxury tax, but they didn't care about going over it, right? And yeah. they sent Andy Pennant to his house and the whole nine yards with Aaron Boone and everything. And they signed them, right?
Yeah.
So now they got the best player in all of baseball and they playing games with this guy.
I mean, it's I was listening to some of the Hot Stove. I don't really watch it that much, but I watched bits and pieces of it. Jack Curry said that their number one priority is still to sign DJ LeMahieu. So it looks like they're still going to get this done. But when? I mean, they've been saying this for the past, well, like the last month, 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this guy, should they have signed him already? Or
$5 million apart in contract talks. DJ LeMahieu is looking for a 5-year, 100 plow us out. I think he will. But you know,
they should have like signed him months ago. This should have already been a foregone conclusion. But that's the Yankees. That's the way their front office is. They're very hard when it comes to working out contracts. I don't know why, but oh yeah, and Bob, I wanted to tell you. You know, Bobby the Pulp of Sports. He wants to call in too. Is it okay? I gave you his number. He wanted to call in. He
was, oh, yeah,
okay, cool.
Get off very soon now because I'm still in the middle of doing some shopping and everything. But I'll definitely be. At least I was glad I was able to check in with you guys.
He's gonna call in too. He wants to.
Yeah, man, definitely. He can call me. I could put him on three way. You know.
And, yeah, I think he's gonna call you. And I gave you his number. I mean, he couldn't go through before because Roger was
up.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, we was talking to Roger at the same time. But yeah, man, so, yo, this is crazy, man. I don't understand it, man. What's the big deal with these guys not wanting to get this guy, man? I really don't understand.
No, it's horrible, man. Horrible. Oh, God. Yeah, I knew about that already. That was already known already because he got Tommy John surgery. That, so that's no surprise.
All right, here we go. He's the Pope of radio, right?
You know, they got a bargain with him 2 years where they give him $24 million. So of course he's gonna want 5 years when he's underpaid, won batting titles, the best hit on the Yankees. But the Yankees, they don't like giving guys over 32 years old more than 4 or 5 years. He's in the White Sox. The Yankees better watch out. Those teams are gonna be good in the future with their young players.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they you know, the Blue Jays has always been a problem with the Yankees. Always, for a long time. It's always been a problem with them. But the thing is that now Severino won't be able to play till July, August.
Tommy John. That's the thing. Their pitching depth. Haman has been out all last year because of domestic violence. He hit his girlfriend. So he's out. They're relying on Montgomery.
And also, here's another point. Too, right? Now the league has changed the rules where the bullpen, when you bring in a pitcher in, he has to face three batters.
Yeah, that's a new rule. Yeah,
okay. So minimum. Like I was telling Michael is that you can't manage like Joe Torre no more. You know, you can't play the chess game. Now you need
he gets tired and he loses it. He can't. I don't think the Achilles 2 years ago, he's recovering. I don't know if they're both going to be Seager. They're going to have to look at another infielder because and the luxury tax, how are they going to spend all this? And they got to give Torres extension. I don't even want Judge back on extension. I told Michael, I'll let that guy walk. I think he's injury prone, this Judge.
Yeah, I think if he gets hurt this year, it's over for him. It's over. Yeah. It's over for him.
I agree with all this. Yeah, I was telling Bowman too. I think if Judge gets hurt one more time, no, you don't give him a contract extension. Maybe you give him a 2-year, 3-year deal. That's about it.
The only guy you can rely on right now, maybe, as pitching, is maybe Domingo Germán because he's been doing well in the Dominican League.
Winter League. Oh, Winter League. Oh, Dominican League.
Yeah, he's been doing well there. So I don't know how it's going to transfer over, because remember, he's playing against minor leaguers, you know, kind of. So I don't know how it's going to, you know, transfer over to major league. You know what I mean? So the Yankees have problems, man. They got no pitching, man. Sorry. It's bad.
Well, you better hope Garcia, Smith are good, Michael King, and all these young guys. And then Gary Sanchez is another problem. And he's in the Dominican League. And is he going to be healthy again and, you know, hit for average or bad defense?
Gary Sanchez, I would have traded. You know the way I feel about that. I didn't like that they tended him. I wish they would have let him walk. I know they're not going to give him a contract when he's a free agent. I think he's free agent 2022. 2023, but I wouldn't sign him. He's definitely gone.
Unless they get desperate and sign Yadier Molina, but he's 38 years old.
I know, he's old.
Yeah.
He's better than Sanchez, though, but he's his age. I know. I don't, how much more does he have left in him? Like, yeah. He's 38.
But all we need is one year of him. That's all we need is 1 year to go to the World Series. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, with Sanchez, right, I've been watching his games in the Dominican League, right? And he could hit the beach ball for a home run, right? But when these guys are throwing him low and away, he's striking out. So if a minor leaguer could do that to him, right? Imagine what the major league is going to do to him. You know? Yeah. So he's going to have problems, man, too. It's it looks like a shit show going on for this year. Sorry to say.
I don't think this year it's going to be tough. They don't have the money they spend. They only have $20 million to add. They don't want to go over the luxury tax. So I think I'll be watching more Mets games next year.
Not me. I know what you're talking about. I don't believe the Mets are going to pass the Yankees. I think the Yankees.
Well, with their pitching, the Yankees, do you really see them going anywhere with their rotation? If they don't spend money, what's the point of watching?
Yeah.
Well, I know they're not going to go anywhere with the pitching, but you just got to hope and pray that they make a trade for somebody, or they just get lucky with these pitches that they have. I know it's asking for a lot. McClark, Schmidt, Garcia, Montgomery, and Domingo Germán to perform, but just got to get lucky. Because what are we going to do? I mean, we're going to have to make a trade. I mean, I don't know what pitches are available.
The problem is the Yankees just don't know how to develop their farm system. All these years,
there you go.
They don't know. They don't have one guy since Andy Pettitte, 30 years, one guy at Severino, that's it, and he had Tommy John. They don't know how to develop their pitching. The scouting is not good. If it wasn't for all these trades and Garrett Cole, just think if they didn't have Garrett Cole, how bad they would be. Pitching and the hitting is one-dimensional, and you lose from Mayhew. Oh, my God.
You know, if I was Garrett Cole right now, I would be pissed off right now. Because
you were saying that you would want to transfer, right?
I would want to get traded because you promised me that you're going to win a World Series and you're not even trying. You know?
I know. Well, he's got to opt out in 5 years. If the Yankees don't win a World Series in 5 years, he couldn't. He may be out. He might opt out.
Yeah, well, he'll be, what, 35 almost?
I think 35 or 30.
Yeah, I doubt he's going to opt out. That money, with the money he's making?
Yeah, he's making too much. Just like Stanton. Stanton didn't opt out because he's making over $36 million. So.
And Stanton, they can't trade Stanton. And now they have the DH only in the AL. They're not going to put it nationally.
See, I don't like that. Why are they switching it back to the American League? They want to take it out of the National League now.
It's gone. Yes. It's gone now. I don't know why, man. DH. That's horrible, man.
It doesn't
man.
Make any sense. Yeah, they were so nice. We had both American and National League. I don't know. Why do they want to do that again? I don't like the pitches hitting. That was a terrible idea.
Yeah, well, it was always like that for all the years I watched. For all the 30 years, it's always only ALDH. But the National League, there's always the pitchers. But the problem is all these older players, Nelson Cruz, where is he going to sign? All these older players that can't play defense. Kyle Schwarber with the Cubs. What did Kyle Schwarber? What are they going to do? You have to turn to the AL.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
If they miss out on LeMay, the Yankees, and they're going to have to sign, I guess, Michael Bradley. I mean, I don't think they're going to trade for Lindor.
But who's going to play second? You lose the LeMay, then you have to put Torres in second. They'll have to sign, like, a short-term guy like Simmons or Marcus Semien.
Yeah, I'm not crazy for that.
Yeah, I would just rather leave Torres there and let him play short. He's already been playing it for how long already? You know what I mean?
Give him one more chance.
Yeah, might as well.
But if he plays bad again, then you have to trade him.
I mean, if the guy's hitting home runs, I'll leave him there. You know what I mean? But
as long as he got cost in the games, because they said he's the worst infielder when it comes to double plays. They were horrible at making double plays last year. That's why they don't think Torres can play short. They rather keep him at second because the infield defense last year, Voit wasn't great. Torres, you have to have perfect defense in the playoffs. Like Tampa Bay, you see the way they played in, against the Dodgers. Their defense was good. Willie Adames and all the young players they have. The Yankees, you can't make errors in playoffs. It costs you games. Even though Torres is still 23 years old, if he don't do good again, Cashman is going to probably have to look at a shortstop again next year.
Right about that.
You know what pisses me off, though? The Yankees should have got this DJ LeMahieu thing out of the way. I know the guy wants his money, but look, I think 4 years, $75 million is a fair deal. 85, whatever they're offering.
Yeah, but he wants more. He wants five, like 110.
Yeah, but it's not like he wants 10 years. I would give him the 10
years. Yeah, but they don't want to give him the fifth year. Yeah. And 100, they don't think he's worth $110 million.
I think he's worth it. I mean, what did they lose the Yankees in the season? $189 million. I read.
I don't. They didn't say how much they lost. They lost a lot because no fans and revenue. Dodgers and them because they make the most money.
Yeah, those are the two fans. The two teams that lost the most fans. Yeah, that definitely.
I'll
watch them. But if they don't add pitching and their young stars Garcia and Montgomery are not that good, you really think I'm going to waste my time watching 6 months of them and they have no pitching?
Live through where these guys, the starting pitching doesn't even make it out of the first inning, you know?
Yeah, it's horrible. And another thing, too, I think Brian Cashman, I'm sick of Brian Cashman. You know the way I feel about Brian Cashman? I don't like this guy. I think he should have been gone 20 years ago. He's a terrible general manager. He only won one championship in 21 years.
Well, it's not just his fault. The scouting, trade. Yeah. Well, he did trade for Voit. He got you Gio Urshela. What would happen if you didn't get those two? The Yankees really be in trouble with their payroll. And then that Gio, Voit, what, he got Topman for nothing. He got you Torres from the Cubs for Chapman, and they brought him. And they got Chapman back. There's a couple of trades he made that were good under the radar. He just did. They just don't add good free. They just don't add the pitching when they need it, and they don't know how to scout.
I don't even mind that it's right-handed, but it's because they don't have contact hitters. They do need more lefty hitters, but they need.
It'd be nice if they had a guy up on the farm system they could bring up. Don't they have anyone?
The only guy they have is Dominguez.
Nobody.
They don't have anybody.
Infielders.
They don't have any. Tyler Wade, can you depend on Tyler Wade?
Oh, what's not?
Nah, no way, man. I don't even think he's not that great anyway. No?
They don't have many options. The infield in their minors is not that good. If you look at the infielders, who do they really have? They're relying on Tyler Wade, Estrada. Estrada looked like he had potential, but they never give the guy a chance.
Yeah, it's horrible. But if they don't sign LeMahieu, they might as well not even watch the games next year.
Well, if they don't sign LeMahieu, then they better at least add a starter and an infielder.
Man, no, they just got to get some starting pitching because, look, right? After these, after like you just said, they got no farm system, right? So after Davey Garcia and Clark Smitty and all these guys get hurt, God forbid, who do we have after that? Nobody. Nobody.
That's the problem. They have no depth. Severino's coming back from injury. Haman hasn't pitched in almost 2 years.
It's gonna be a disaster. And then the bullpen, it's like if one guy gets hurt in the bullpen, it's over. You know what I mean? There's a crack in the hole.
You can't rely on their bullpen in the playoffs because by the time the playoffs come around, those guys are all burnt out. They're all tired because their starting pitching sucks, so they always got to go to the bullpen all the time. And their bullpen's tired, like you said, Chapman.
Well, it would be nice if their starters could go more than 5 innings and always, like, you remember when he did a stupid opener? He didn't want to use Tanaka, and they used Garcia for one inning, takes him right out. He don't even let the guys pitch more than one inning, the stupid opener.
Yeah, that was horrible, man. They don't even let the guy pitch, man. Or they even let him summer. You know?
It's going to be really rough watching this team. It's
We're probably going to get like 100 games, I guess, this year. It's going to be more than 60.
Well, there's a vaccine. There should be at least 140. Basketball starting December 22nd. There's 72 games.
Back in the stadium, probably be by like June or July, maybe.
Yeah, 25% capacity, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know,
they
man.
Might, as far as this winter meetings goes, it's been horrible. We got, like you said, it's one of the, probably the worst winter meetings we ever got. We got no big signings. I know James McCann signed with the Mets, but other than that, it's been really...
No, there's not many great free agents. There's only three guys, really. It's Bauer, Springer, Omoto, and a lot of relievers. You know that. Yeah. I've been saying that.
I thought LeMay would re-sign. I mean, that could have been done. That could have been done a month ago.
Well, he wants five, and they're negotiating. Cashman is not going to give in to him. Maybe LeMay is trying to drive the price up, and a lot of teams are not actually giving him 5 years. The Yankees are being smart, waiting to see if another team overpays, and then maybe they'll make a decision.
Yeah, because they don't get him, and they're screwed. I feel bad for them.
I don't know, man.
Do you have any confidence if they lose him? I mean, they're really just...
Well, they lose LeMay. They lose LeMayu, they're going to have to look at Lindor, but then you have to give up prospects. That's the problem. LeMayu, you just got to spend money. Lindor, you have to give prospects, and he's a free agent, so you have to give him extension.
Lindor is not a clutch hitter, though. He's not better than LeMayu.
Yeah, well, Lindor, if he was smart, I would want a younger guy, switch hitter, lefty, good defense, move Torres back to second, Lindor short. But then you have to give up prospects, and then he's a free agent, you have to give him extension. See, that's the problem.
Unless they sign him next year, he's a free agent, but you're not going to pay Lindor when they judge.
That's what's funny about the Yankees. All the money they spend, and they lose Tanaka, Paxton, and their payroll's still high, even without those three, and now they only have $20 million to spend. And how the hell are they going to win with their rotation only have Cole, Montgomery, Garcia? You better hope all those guys stay healthy and are good. And the Blue Jays could be the team to watch out for.
It's true, yeah. Man. That the Blue Jays always hurting us. Always hurting us. They always got good
really
players
the Rays,
over there.
Now it's, yeah, and the Rays too. But I think the Rays are going to be worse this year because now they want to trade Snell. They lost Charlie Morton, and they might lose those relief pitchers. A lot of their relief pitchers are free agents.
Yeah, and how come? And here's my thing too, right? In the Rule 5 draft, right? How come the Yankees didn't capitalize on that? They couldn't find that one pitcher. I mean, that was better than average that they could have picked up. I mean, come on. They could have got one guy, paid him $100,000. It would have been a steal. You know?
But remember, the Rule 5 draft, you have to get high in the draft. They don't get high. It's hard for them to get it because their record, they go by. It's hard to get Rule 5. The small market teams usually get higher. Get it higher.
The ones that don't make the playoffs get it.
Yeah. The small teams that are not good get the Rule 5. But there's not great relief as starters to get. There's a couple guys that were waived. Eddie Rosario was on waivers. He's a free agent. Kyle Schwarber, David Dale. There's a couple guys they could have got. But I guess they think this Clint Frazier's good. They have Stanton as a DH. That's the problem. The DH is taken up by Stanton, making all that money. He takes up the whole payroll. They can have flexibility and try to spend on other plays and have a balanced payroll because of Stanton's contract. And Frazier, you want to give him a chance. And, Judge, can he stay healthy? And Gary Sanchez, you can't even trust him. So, you have a lot of question marks. And then they're pitching. Is this Garcia the real deal, or he's just average?
That's true,
man. We got to see. We'll have to find out. But you're right about Stanton, though. Because of Stanton, we can't go out and get great pitching, and we can't get lefty hitting because of him.
Well, of course, he hurts the payroll. He takes up $30 million. He's almost 30% of their payroll. And then Garrett Cole gave all that money. They don't have no flexibility. And luckily, Voit don't make that much. Gio don't make much. And then you got to factor in arbitration. They got to give guys arbitration. Gary Sanchez had to get all money.
Doesn't make anything. Judge.
No, it still costs money. That's $1 million. Sanchez, an extra $1 million. Judge arbitration. You have to give him more money. Yeah. And then all these extra guys. And then Adam Ottavino makes $9 million. So they're stuck with his contract with 1 year left. So maybe they could trade Adam Ottavino. That's $9 million. They can. And maybe a starter, and they get rid of Ottavino. They have to get rid of contracts.
Yeah, they got contract binds. That's true, man. So it sounds like the Yankees are gonna be dissipated over the year or two. They're gonna get watered down, man. Somehow, you know, and that's not good. 11 years,
they gotta win. Well, I don't know. They better find a way to win a World Series because the window's closed. It's closed. They could still win a World Series, but the window is definitely closed now. That 3-year window, it's gone.
No, but wait a minute. But
well, they added Garrett Cole because they think they're gonna win the next 3 years.
But hold on. But remember, hold on. Remember, they're supposed to agree to raising that luxury tax. I don't know if it's this winter or next winter, but they're supposed to agree to doing that. So yeah, maybe they can afford to, you know, pay some money now, and you know, for 1 year, and it won't hurt them in the next year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about the new CBA is supposed to be coming up in 2022. I think. I hope there's no problems with that. They got to do that new CBA coming up. I hope there's no.
Yeah, but the problem is, if they want to improve the team, they have to worry about Torres' extension and Judge in the future.
Yeah, so, well, I don't think they're going to get them extensions. So I think they're just going to get small contracts. Judge will probably get a 3-year deal, and Torres will probably get like a 3-year deal.
Well, they're going to have to because if they want to add pitching. There's no good starters next year either.
They're old Scherzer and Verlander, but they're old. Unless they get desperate, the Yankees sign Scherzer or Verlander.
I think they can't pitch him. They're gonna go after this Corey Kluber. They'll take a chance on him.
You think so? But he was injured 2 years.
Yeah, they don't because they don't have the money. They can't add top. Jake Arrieta is gonna want 15. They can't afford him. They only have 20 million. I don't even know how they're
going to
do anything. Well, Mayhew wants
$25 million.
How the hell are they
going to
do more than one move?
That's true. How they going to do it? They're too bounded out. You see, I see the Yankees turning into the New York Knicks. You know?
Yeah, that's,
they make us so much money, and they have the worst team.
I think they're the Clippers. I call them the Dallas Cowboys.
Because look, right? How can you get a great player if you're playing Stanton and all these guys $1,000,000,000? You know what I mean? So we can only pick up the crumbs. So,
well, all the bad contracts, yeah. What they did in the past is going to cost them in the future.
Exactly.
Stanton's picking up Ellsbury cost them. He cost them because all the bad moves they made. Defense was still good. They were worried he was always hurt, Bradley, and he made the Yankees look stupid when he was batting over 300 every year. So they, instead of Graham Gardner back, they should have did Bradley, and then 6 years ago.
Gardner's gone, though. I don't think Gardner's going to come back. I don't know.
The way the Yankees are, I wouldn't be surprised. They're worried about injuries of Frazier, or they trade someone, made up bring Gardner back 1 year.
Brett Gardner, you said you thought he might go to the Phillies?
Well, they got McCutcheon and Harper. Did they really need Gardner?
No, I think yeah. Gardner, if Gardner don't get no contract, he's going to retire. It's over for him.
I think the Yankees will bring it. The Yankees love bringing back guys on 1 year. Look at CeCe. They bring him back.
I mean, they can bring back Gardner, but it can't be for no big money, though. You know, they're going to have to offer him a minor league contract.
Well, maybe 1 year, $5 million.
I just don't like buying to the Yankees when they always say this about their luxury tax to every year, because they always say this. Look, they said this last year, and they got Garrett.
Well, last year they were willing to go over because they knew Cole was a game changer. Now they have so many holes. That's the problem. They go over the luxury tax. They have to fill like 3 holes. They need 2 infielders. I think. I think they need more. I don't know how this boy. His defense. I think they need another infield, 2 infielders. I think they need 2 starters because I don't really trust this Garcia, Montgomery. What about Montgomery gets hurt again?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Who do we have after them? Nobody.
They need 2 starters. Yes, they do need 2 starters, and they have to get maybe like a defensive shortstop. And I would even trade Aaron Hicks, but I know they're not going to trade Aaron Hicks. I don't know why, but
who's going to play center? That's the thing. You get rid of Hicks, you have to replace him. And he makes $10 million, so.
Yeah, he's not making a lot, but he's on the contract. He's not a farm. The only way you can get rid of him is trading.
I don't know,
and
man.
Frazier makes no money, so.
That's
so
tough.
Frazier's going to be back. I like Clint Frazier. I know people are down on him, but I think Clint Frazier's going to be good.
He's a good player.
Payroll, they have no choice. They have to give the guy a chance because all their guys make too much money.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Andujar should have been traded already. I can't
believe. Well, yeah. Well, the problem is his trade value is not good because his defense and he's injured last year, so his value is not good. They would have to throw him in with a like maybe a Clark Smith. They would ask for a Frazier. See, maybe Carlos Carrasco they could look into, but he's not that young either. He's 33, and they're gonna. And how much would they have to give up?
Yeah, who's the players that got value on this team
then?
Wait, I mean,
well, Quinn Frazier has value. Torres, but you're not trading him.
And Judge, well, Judge is hurt. I don't know about Aaron Judge anymore.
Yeah, Monday, they're not going to trade him. It'll be mostly Frazier, Voit. Those are the guys that have value.
You know what? Yeah, Miguel Andujar, you know, he's playing in the same team as Herman and Sanchez and all that, right? Yeah. But he's not starting anymore. I haven't seen him play any game. I saw him play like 3 games, and that was it. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's hurt or he doing something else. I don't have no idea.
Maybe so, they don't trust his defense either. Do you see him defensively? Did he at least play defense?
I saw him play defensively, and he wasn't looking too good defensively at third base neither.
So that's why.
You know? And I saw him practicing, right? He's still doing that double pump thing with the ball and then throwing it. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. It takes too much time, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. That's why they're infield, they're deep, they're double plays. I hope Torres does better next year because they said last year he was negative 12. Defensive run save, negative 12. He was one of the worst. One of the worst infielders in baseball, Torres.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
That
bad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was 60 games. I'm not going to, like, go off 60 games, but if he does it again, they better go after him. And go, I don't know if they can afford these guys. Seager. That's the thing. Their payroll is high. How are they going to fix all these different problems with only $20 million?
Yeah, that's the thing. They can't.
You know what I don't get, though, when George Steinbrenner was alive? They look at all the contracts they had at the same time. Gina, A-Rod, Randy Johnson, Johnny Damon, Posada. They had like 8-9 contracts at different points. Now they can't do that no
more. Because he got sick of paying luxury tax. He's sick of giving all these small revenue teams like Tampa always have to pay revenue sharing with these small markets, and they never win.
Yep.
The Yankees' payroll is over $240 million every year. They never win the World Series. They lose in the playoffs. Tampa's payroll is $40, $50 million. And they gave in beat Tampa. So you look at Steinbrenner. He probably is like saying to myself, "What's this point of me paying all this money to all these guys, and we still can't win? It's a waste of money." So he'd probably say, "We have to learn how to build the farm and try to go into the luxury tax. I can't keep paying luxury tax." I mean, he's probably
Garrett Cole. He must have been pissed off that he got Cole and they lost. I mean, that they spent
man,
all that
we
money
all
and
are, man.
Lost.
But
it's not his fault. He just didn't,
no,
didn't score well.
I'm just saying. No, I know it's not his fault, but I'm saying they went out and got that he was supposed
because they thought he would be the missing piece. But the problem is they're just such a flawed team. They're hitting. They don't know how to move runners. They don't have speed. I never see them steal. Every time I watch them, I say to myself, let's see if Aaron Boone does a hit and run or steals. Have someone say, but I said to myself, they don't have no one that can steal. They say, Garner's old, and Hicks don't really steal much. So how are they going to manufacture runs unless they hit home runs? They can't win in the playoffs. Yeah, they'll get away with in the season, mediocre pitching, but in the playoffs against better pitching, you can't do that. That's why I never have confidence in them winning, because I see the way their team is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. Hit it right on the nose, man. That's the honest truth.
I've been talking about this for a long time, too. Yeah, I'm with you on that, but at the same time, we still got to be positive.
It's frustrating. It's just funny. All the money they spend. And I know what their flaws are, but they don't fix it. It's like I've been saying this for the last 10 years, their flaws. Why they don't know how to fix these problems? It's like, I don't know.
And I want to talk about the luxury tax real quick. George Steinbrenner was the one that invented the luxury tax for baseball. The reason being was because the teams were doing so poorly with fans and they wasn't, you know, generating money. So that luxury tax is like a welfare for teams. You know what I'm saying? So I guess now that teams are doing better than what they were, I guess that the Yankees are copping out of that style. I don't get it, man.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Because if every team went over the luxury tax, right? That.
Well, the problem is a lot of these owners don't spend money, and they pocket the money. Like these small market teams, all the owners are rich, but they don't invest the money back into the team. So Steinbrenner is getting tired of paying a luxury tax because these small market, it's like stealing money from the Yankees almost.
Yes.
They're not actually spending it on their own team. They're just keeping the money.
Yes, that's a fact.
They're getting tired of it.
Yes, that's a fact. And I guess they see that now. I guess they see that now, and they're backing out of that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know
he
what?
He always knew it. He knew it. He's just getting tired of it. He's saying, what's the point of keep paying luxury tax and we're going to just keep losing? Then in the future, you can't afford other players because you have to worry about the future. Torres and Judge and then other guys, starters. What about other guys that right now? That's what they're going to have to do. I wouldn't be surprised they go with all rookies in a rotation.
Yeah, it's gonna be soon that way, man. It's gonna soon be that way.
You know, another thing too, like I just want to see one championship. If I get one championship, I'll be happy. I know I got to see five, you saw five, Frank saw five. But the three of us, we got to experience the great Yankee years. We got to see them win in the '90s.
Yeah, man, that's
2000s. I feel bad for these kids today in this generation that are Yankee fans that don't get to see a championship.
Yeah.
They must be saying, "When am I gonna win?
Well, at least it's not like the Cubs over 100 years. Or the Indians over 70 years, and the Red Sox. At least you can't be that spoiled.
We got to see 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. But now we can't see anymore. What's going? What's taking them so long?
I explained it. Their payroll, their farm system, and the way they hit, and their pitching is just not that good. Look at their rotation. 2017, that was their best chance, I thought.
Everybody loved that 2017 team. They were a great, they were a hungry team. They were a young team. Everybody loved it. They were a lovable team. Now they did the stupid thing again. They went back to buying it. Stanton and Cole
They had to because their farm system, they don't know how to develop pitching. They had to get an ace.
Yep. They're not bringing them up.
Every team that wins the World Series,
they're not bringing them up.
Because of pitching, why did the Nationals win in 19? Because of their rotation and clutch hitting. Every year, teams that win a World have good pitching. Yankees, last year, all they had was Cole, and you had to have question marks like Garcia and hope that Tanaka doesn't have bad games. I told you Tanaka was going to, if he has a bad game, then they're really in trouble.
Yep.
But you know what? This whole thing with the runners in scoring position, as you look up the baseball statistics, they've been doing this since 2001.
Not like this bad. They've been worse the last 3-4 years.
They've been a little bit worse, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at numbers here. They're horrible in the playoffs of runners in scoring
position. Yeah, well, you're facing better pitching. You have to have better situation. You're facing the better teams.
But Frank, you could vouch for me. You even said, even when they had A-Rod and Jeter in that suit, they weren't hitting runners in scoring.
Because they're better teams. Well, A-Rod is just maybe, A-Rod wasn't really, he can't handle pressure. But in 2009, he finally did it. Some guys just can't hit in the playoffs.
But those teams have pitching.
Good pitching either. Their pitching wasn't good.
But they have better pitching. They have better pitching. They have better pitching, those older Yankees.
I know.
On the A-Rod team.
It worked that year. How did they finally work? Because they got CC Burnett to share and Swisher. They don't do that. Like, they don't get three.
Well, their payroll was low. Remember, back then, the money was different. The circumstances were different. Luxury taxes less. Now, the money's different in the game. Everything's expensive. And then revenue, everything. And remember, the reason they don't have money now is because that virus, they lost a lot of money.
And
the payroll is so high. So,
pandemic killed everything, and that's why the free agents are not going nowhere, too.
And the free agents were, another reason they don't want to go over the luxury tax, the free agents are not that good. Name me one free agent that's going to make a difference if they go over the luxury tax.
Nobody.
I don't know what player he's putting any team over.
Is Bauer going to put the Yankees? He's going to make a difference, Bauer?
Nah, he ain't coming to the Yankees, Bauer, because we got no pitching staff. We ain't got no pitching there. Bauer coming in.
I think the Angels will get Bauer. I think the Angels, Artie Moreno, the owner, really is desperate. All the years never getting pitching, I think he'll be perfect for the Angels.
Yeah, I think they're trying to build up a team.
Right now, if they don't make any moves, Like, who's the favorite, I think?
Well, it's easy. In American League, right now, Tampa's still the favorite. Watch out for White Sox and Blue Jays, because I think the White Sox going to add a closer. They're going to add another hitter. And, the Yankees pitching.
I think the Yankees actually are the favorite to win the division because the Rays got worse.
Tampa, if they keep Blake's down, they'll still be pretty good. And remember, Tampa knows how to develop pitching. So whatever they bring up, they always have good starters. You think because they lost one, they'll find somebody. They know how to develop, not like the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the manager's better.
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess it's the Dodgers. That's the only team, the Braves.
No, it's Dodgers, Braves, and the Mets.
Yeah, the Mets are still not. They have to sign Springer.
They will. They have $60 million to spend. They can afford it. Their payroll is not as high as the Yankees, so they can afford Springer and Bauer. And that's why they had McCann, so they can spread the money out. They have more balance, and then they have their fund. Steve Cohen seems like he knows what he's doing. JT Realmuto would have cost $25 million. When they have $69 million to spend, why would you put all that money in one guy when you could get a low-tier catcher that can maybe give you 15 home runs and good defense, only $10 million?
It's a good strategy, but I thought they were going to go for Realmuto because they want, this team is desperate for a World
Series. I heard he wanted 7 years. They don't want to give a catcher 7 years especially Bauer wants 6-7 years. See, all these guys want too many years.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem, man. You can't can't do it like. Oh, but a matter of fact, before we go, what do you guys think about the Cleveland Indians changing their name?
it was always like that. It's not racist because Native Americans, but it was always like I wasn't offended by. Oh, the Indians. What about the Kansas City Chiefs and football and all these other teams? They're gonna change every single name now because it's offensive. You don't think the society's a little sensitive too much now? It's been like that for hundreds of years.
Emphasis into it, but I guess it's good. I mean, like I thought it was fine the way it was, the Cleveland Indians. But yeah, I mean, they want to change their name. They can change their name. It's good.
The thing is, right? How come I don't see no interviews of them asking Native Americans over there in North Dakota and all that, how they feel about it, right? I always wondered that.
I don't know.
crazy, right?
Yeah.
But yo, man, it was good talking, guys. And, hopefully, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully we get DJ LeMay back and they get pitching. Man.
Stay positive. Hopefully, or at least I got basketball. Hopefully the Brooklyn Nets be good. As long as Irving talks to the media and keeps his mouth shut and doesn't get injured, hopefully the Nets will be competitive, not like the Knicks.
Yeah, man. The Knicks, I mean, the Mets need to make a comeback, man. Really bad, though, But I want to thank y'all for talking.
If you learn how to do it, we can all.